Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Philadelphia City Council members say they plan to reintroduce a bill that died last year when the mayor refused to sign it. Philadelphia City Health Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the bill would provide a wage tax break to low-income workers.
Alan Dom was joined by three other council members as he announced he'll reintroduce the measure at council's first meeting of the new term this week.
We should not be taxing our lower-income and poor higher than every other city in our country.
The bill would expand the current tax refund for low-wage workers from 0.5% to over 2%. The mayor declined to sign it, which effectively vetoed it because it was the end of the term. The mayor said the program is difficult to administer and very few taxpayers take advantage of it. Dom knows that. He spent years trying to get more Philadelphians to take advantage of a similar federal program with few results. He says, in fact, there are 19 programs with low participation by Philadelphians who are eligible.
There's also Medicaid and there's other state programs. So we're hoping to figure out a way to make those programs more accessible, which would include this wage tax refund.
It's not clear the mayor would actually veto the bill. It seems more likely he'd simply refuse to sign it again, but this time it would become law since it's at the beginning of the term instead of the very end. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.